The epistle appointed to be read for this, the Sunday within the octave of the Nativity of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, is taken from St. Paul's epistle to the Galatians. Brethren, as long as the heir is a child, he differs in no way from a slave, though he is the master of all. But he is under guardians and stewards until the time set by his father. So we too, when we were children, were enslaved under the elements of the world. But when the fullness of time came, God sent his son, born of a woman, born under the law, that he might redeem those who were under the law, that he might receive the adoption of sons. And because you are sons, God has sent the Spirit of his Son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father, so that he is no longer a slave, but a son, and if a man, an heir also through God. And the Holy Gospel is taken from St. Luke, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. At that time, Joseph and Mary, the mother of Jesus, were marveling at the things spoken concerning him. And Simeon blessed them and said to Mary, his mother, Behold, this child is destined for the fall and for the rise of many in Israel, and for a sign that shall be contradicted. And thy own soul a sword shall pierce, that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed. There was also Anna, a prophetess, daughter of Phanuel of the tribe of Asher. She was of great age, having lived with her husband seven years from her maidenhood, and by herself as a widow to 84 years. She never left the temple, with fastings and prayers, worshiping night and day. And coming up at that very hour, she began to give praise to the Lord and spoke of him to all who were awaiting the redemption of Israel. And when they had fulfilled all things prescribed in the law of the Lord, they returned into Galilee, into their own town of Nazareth. And the child grew and became strong. He was full of wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. Thus for this Sunday's Holy Gospel. My beloved people, this morning I will keep things extremely brief because of the weather, so that you may be on your way home as quickly as possible. First of all, I recommend to you to keep this bulletin by for next Sunday yet, or next week, when we have the blessing of the houses with the Epiphany chalk and the Epiphany blessing. The part that is to be done at home by the father or the mother when he is not available is printed in today's bulletin. So please keep this bulletin for next week when you will be blessing, hopefully, your own houses. We have some calendars left, so please, if you will, consult Father Francis, and he will help you with that. Next Saturday is the Feast of the Epiphany, and a very great feast, a very large feast. In reality, as far as the church goes, the Feast of the Epiphany is celebrated more solemnly in the church than is the Feast of Christmas. It is a very great feast for us. So if possible, that you can come to church on that day, that would be good. Monday, tomorrow, is the first day of the year, is the Feast of the Circumcision of our Lord. It is a holy day of obligation. And the masses in this church will be tomorrow at 6 in the morning and at 10 in the morning only. So please observe this, that it is a holy day of obligation tomorrow. And Tuesday is the Feast of the Holy Name of Jesus. I think that that is all that needs to be brought out of the bulletin. The only thing, my beloved people, that I'm going to speak of this morning is that we do, in the name of all of us here, to wish each and every one of you and those you love most a blessed and holy and happy New Year. And in all of the things that are being said and all of the things that are being read and heard and understood and predicted and this and that and the other, just place your faith in God, say your prayers, and look to only to what God has in store for all of us. So I do hope that you have a good year, a holy year, a prayerful year, a blessed year. Do not look to resolutions. You know how we feel and how what we think about resolutions. They're only good for a day or two, and after that, they're gone with the wind. Rather, my beloved people, let us continue in our program of simply turning toward God, that we must reform our entire lives. It's a continuous work. It's a continuous obligation. So I urge you, please, to continue and to study your holy religion and to live your holy religion conscientiously, day in and day out, in season and out of season. And with this, my beloved people, may I give you a blessing for yourselves and for those you love most, that Almighty God will give to you and to yours the blessings that we here wish for each and every one of you.